Broadcasting to you live from Burnaby Mountain, BC, we are CJSF 90.1 FM, and we are diverse, independent, and yours.
The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
There's a new game in town for guys who need to compensate for their inadequacies. And all they need is one of those great hulking 4x4 pickup trucks with a turbo diesel engine. They're thick on the ground in this city, never having carried any cargo in the bed or once being off-road. No, you'll find them going too fast in the right-hand lane with their characteristic turbo whining like a fighter jet, intimidating traffic, cycle, and pedestrian alike. Those with particularly bad cases of small man syndrome can buy the package that has the stacks up the side of the cab instead of regular exhaust. A historical note, diesel vehicles became popular around the 1979 oil crisis, when service stations regularly saw long lineups for gas and often would run out of petroleum altogether. The diesels of those days were known for being dirty and slow. By contrast, today's Cummins diesels are powerful behemoths, which play into their drivers' aggressive tendencies, who have upped the ante with a new game dubbed Rolling Coal. It's expensive and illegal in Canada and the US, but these trucks can be modified to suck even more fuel and exhaust copious amounts of soot and smoke. Essentially, the owners are weaponizing their ride. So if someone cuts them off in traffic, they just need to get in front of the other driver and punch it, leaving the offender choking on a thick black noxious cloud. That'll learn him. As Nicholas Reed said in his Vancouver Sun opinion piece, when these drivers score a direct hit, it's a good day. It's their little way of flipping the bird to any environmentally conscious climate change preaching greenie on the road. And when what you're packing is no bigger than your middle finger, well, you work with what you got. I'm Cal Coach. Not to brag, but we have plenty to work with this hour. Music. We're talking about music. This is another brand new spin from Zambia's greatest rock band, Witch. From the album Zango, here's Stop the Rot on World Beat Canada Radio.
Shoshan Kushita Naki Moto Katia Kushita Naki Moto Katia Kushita مو هاتم دام وفنر تينو ما نمو هاتم دام وفنر تينو ما
نمو هاتم دام وفنر تينو ما
rock and roll heroes who, as they become elder statesmen, become interested in global music. One of them is Jack White, the other Daniel Lemoine, who got together in Nashville to help Tanarawan record their latest album, Amatsu. That was Anamuhah. Before that, Witch and Stop the Rot from Zango. Alpha Yaya Diallo is a Vancouver legend, the first name in Vancouver world music. From Guinea, he's a great guitar player, and he treated us at High Life World Music, which is one of the last remaining great record stores on Commercial Drive, to an in-store performance of his new album called Doye Doye. Here is the title track on World Beat Canada Radio.
Hi, this is Alpha Yaya Diallo, and you're listening to the Beat of the World on World Beat Canada Radio. I could do it.
Ndidi Cascade adding her flow to Doye Doye from Alpha Yaya Diallo. Congratulations on the new album, Alpha. And Rumba Calzada are also stalwarts of Vancouver's world music scene. They tapped Don Pemberton for the vocals on the title track from their new album, which is Feel the Sun. That's straight ahead on this episode of World Beat Canada Radio. Thanks for joining me for this poke around the planet. I'm Cal Cook.
Shine. likes of the man that takes for the young. Goes where he lies, follows you home. Always alone, always alone.
Psychedelic folk from Kiltro. That's another debut just for you from Chris Bowers Castillo, who used to be a tour guide in Valparaiso in Chile. He's now in Denver, Colorado, and that's where he created his album Underbelly. We heard Arrasarez. Before that, Rumba Calzada and Feel the Sun. It's time for your touch of the familiar. Speaking of psychedelic, Sean Lee's incredible tabla band took on the behemoth that is Iron Butterfly's Inagada de Vida. Now, I'm not going to make you hear 18 minutes worth because he managed to cut it down to just over 6 minutes. It's kind of a cheesy tabla send-up to the original, but I think it really stands well as your touch of the familiar. Here you go. Sean Lee's incredible tabla band, Inagada de Vida, from World Beat Canada Radio.